You're listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. Are you ready to blab with me? Grab a front row seat as I adventure through motherhood, build my career, and not lose my shit. This podcast is a place for women to come together and relate through the highs and lows of business and motherhood, keep it real, and learn some new business tips and tricks while inspiring each other to do the dang thing. So close your eyes and take a deep breath, mama. You found us. It might not always be pretty, but you can count on one thing. We are in this hot mess together.
Welcome back to Boss Ladies and Babies. Oh my goodness, it has been some time since I have been behind the mic. I hope you all enjoyed our Summer Success Blueprint series. I had so much fun creating this series throughout the summer. I have been in a season of just craziness with my son turning one over the summer, my daughter getting ready to start kindergarten. My business has been just flipping in all different directions. And I really wanted to find a way that I could scale back as much as possible. Like, this is what I teach, right? Is helping you create your business in a way that works around your life. And for me, I needed a way to be able to show up and continue to be consistent with my podcast, which I love, but without putting in all the time that I do for the normal episodes. And so this series kind of happened by accident, almost in an effort to practice what I teach and be able to find a way to continue to put out value while honoring the season of life that I am in. And so it was such a beautiful thing that happened, and I had so much fun. I definitely think there will be another series coming out for the Boss Ladies and Babies podcast at some time in the future. But for now, we are getting back to our regularly scheduled programming, and I'm super excited to be back behind the mic. Even though I have a bit of a cold right now, I wasn't going to let my raspy voice stop me. So here I am. I hope it doesn't sound too bad as it's translating through, but definitely got a little scratch in my throat for sure. Anyway, I am so excited to be back. The next few months are going to be full of so much value, so much inspiration. I have to be honest with you, I'm still in the season of things being pretty tricky, pretty challenging. There is a lot happening over here, but this podcast is really near and dear to my heart. It is what started all of this nearly 6 years ago now, which is so crazy to me. So I could not let this stay off of the table for long. So I'm back, and this is our kickoff episode where we're going to be talking about quarter four and how to make the most out of this quarter. So before we get into it, I feel like there's a lot to catch up on. I want to catch you guys up on all the things that I haven't been able to share behind the mic over the summer. And then there was a brief little break in between the summer series and now. So here's a little catch up. Let's start with our good old mental health check-in, because we will definitely be keeping that in the podcast moving forward. And I would say right now, as I'm recording this podcast, I am sitting at about a 6 out of 10 on the mental health scale. And I'm okay with it. Things have been challenging, to say the least. So I'll take a 6. I have been fighting off sickness for, man, I think I'm going on my 3rd week, and it finally got me. My daughter started kindergarten. Those of you with small kids, you know how that goes. I mean, it has just been one thing after another with the sickness. And my immune system, I'm so proud of her. She has been fighting it off, but a girl can only take so much. And so now I finally got hit with this little cold. Better than what other people in my house were dealing with last week or the week before. There was some stomach stuff going on with the baby, a trip to urgent care, so much puke all over the lobby floor at urgent care. It was intense. So you can imagine. Aside from my sickness, I've just been trying to figure out this season. This season is, it's tricky. There is a lot on my plate. Our lives have been completely turned upside down with the start of kindergarten. I feel like I'm on a 9-to-5 schedule now, which I have been an entrepreneur for like 15 years. So I haven't been on a Monday through Friday, someone else's schedule in forever. So the fact that, you know, I'm on someone else's schedule is something to adjust to, something to take in. We're getting up and out the door, everybody in the car, everybody out of the car, and back in the car multiple times a day to get my daughter to school, pick her up from school, take her to her activities. And it's just been an adjustment with her not here. Honestly, I didn't realize how codependent I was to my little buddy who had been home with me for 5 years. And though I love this time that I get to spend with my son, it is quite the adjustment without my daughter here. So that has been a lot to digest. The schedule change, the change, I feel like my whole life is different. And I mean, it is. And her whole life is different. And she's creating all of these new relationships and this whole little life of her own. And then I'm home with the baby who is just, it's so different to be alone with a baby than it is to be home with, you know, two kids. And so just kind of like we're figuring each other out and what our relationship's going to look like and what our time together looks like. And me just trying to remove this layer of guilt of like, if I go take the baby to do something fun, like thinking of, oh, Nora would love this so much. I wish she was with us. And again, I'm loving my time with the baby, but it's just, it's hard to wrap my brain around. The flip side of that, it is really cool because once all the dust settles and, you know, it hasn't even been a month yet. And so once we really do adjust to this, I feel really fortunate that I had all that one-on-one time with my daughter before she started kindergarten and before my son was born. And now with her in school, I'm going to have all this one-on-one time with my son while she's at school. So that is pretty cool that I get to experience that and that they get to experience that. They get to have that like quality time with their mom, which I'm really excited about. So aside from that, you know, the sickness, the life transition, I'm just really in a season of trying to figure it all out. Like, who am I? What am I doing? Like, what is the reason? And all of those things are circling through my head on a regular. So my 6 out of 10 mental health score is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a this is where I'm at thing, and I'm trying to figure it out. And I feel good about that. So along with all of these kind of like pivots and where I'm at and what am I doing and who am I? And, you know, my son is just over a year old. And I feel like this is kind of like that time in postpartum where the fog really starts to clear, the baby gets a little bit more independent, and we're left to pick up the pieces, so to speak, of, okay, who am I now that I don't have this baby like so reliant on me 24/7, like when they were an infant, right? And so I'm kind of heading into that stage. I know, like they say 18 months or so is really when you start to find yourself again. And I felt that with my daughter. And so I'm kind of heading towards that. And I had a birthday in August. I turned 36 and I just, man, had so many things just like flooding over me as I was doing my reflection and as I've been continuing to reflect since, that I just am heading into this new era, not only of motherhood, but of business and just of womanhood. And I'm just tired of the BS. I'm tired of all the crap out there. I just want to lean in to my message of helping people. And doing so in a way that's really accessible, that doesn't take advantage of people, and just flipping the mold of the industry that I'm in, because I see it around me all the time, just so much BS and manipulation and really good marketing without the results, right? And so as I'm like figuring out what I'm doing here, something is just ringing so loudly to me that I need to figure out a way to differentiate myself, stand against like the norm, and create something different. So that's where I'm at. So follow along, because it's been quite the journey and I've been having like epiphany after epiphany, and I'm making these changes as they come. So if you've been following along for a while, you'll kind of see what these changes are and just, yeah, try to see if we can keep up because I'm feeling all the feels. So that was a lot. I'm just like coming in hot with this episode. Like I'm back and I'm coming in hot. So just a little recap here. Make sure you check out that Summer Success series. There were 10 episodes that came out over the summer, and they were very, very, very valuable. Like, this was deep stuff that is going to help you make an impact and scale. So if you're looking for something to binge, they're short episodes. Make sure you go check those out. And then if you want to tag me on IG and share your favorite episode and topic, I would love to see it, because I definitely want to do another series and I'd love to hear from you. So let me know. If you didn't notice, I changed my Instagram handle to @TheMeganGillespie. So make sure if you're tagging me, you're looking for that one. And again, share your favorite summer success series episode on Instagram. A couple other updates on my business and where I'm at right now. The doors to the Boss Ladies and Babies headquarters are open again as we head into quarter four. So if you are a mom, if you are a female entrepreneur who has a limited schedule to work on your business, if you are looking for community and inspiration and support and education and just a group of women who are running alongside you, come check out this community. We cut the price in half, again, wanting to make things accessible, wanting to cut the BS. The value is so much more than what the price is. And this is a very special place to myself and the members. So if you're looking for your people, your group, your thing, your support to get you through the rest of this year and beyond, come check out the headquarters. The link will be in the show notes. The other main thing I've been working on right now is my local networking group that started out as a just for fun, like extra thing that I'm doing to grow my community and get some visibility. It turned into a whole business of its own. So I have been leaning into the Olympia Boss Society. There is growth and momentum, and our events are super powerful and impactful. We went from doing monthly 2-hour events to adding in quarterly 5-hour events and getting ready to launch a membership. I mean, there is so much happening. So if you're in the Olympia area, come check out Olympia Boss Society. Again, I'll drop the link in the show notes because it is something that's really special and it is growing so quickly. And I'm so, so thankful for the space. Other than that, I launched my Boss Academy a few weeks ago over the month of September. So you might have seen that. This is a 6-month mentorship. I'm super excited to lean into this and just kind of see what happens. This is the first group that's going through it. So I'll keep you updated on that as well. But that's about it for business right now. I am leaning into my communities, to my headquarters, to my Olympia Boss Society, to my academy, and just pouring in to my clients and my communities. And it feels really, really good, especially in the season that I'm in right now. So there's a little update. The other thing I wanted to share with you all before we dive into the content for today's episode is just some strange things that have been happening lately. So I'm going to go a little woo on you here. And if you're on my email list, you might have seen one of my most recent emails that was talking about, like, oops, my woo is showing, because sometimes, even though I'm very like type A, strategic, analytical, sometimes you just have to let the universe, and take those signs as what they are, big freaking signs that you're doing something right, and run with it. Now, it's been happening for a few months now. There's been, and I think it has to do with all of this like reflection and this new era that I'm in and the shift in seasons and figuring out my identity, right? Like so many of us go through. I've had this weird feeling that something strange is happening, and it feels like I am on the cusp of heading into the next level of something. I have been getting signs left and right, and I feel like, you know, there's signs around all of us all the time, but when you are able to truly see the signs and recognize them, you start to get more, right? And so I am just getting signs after signs after signs, like crazy things like this. And I'm not even going to get into it because that's going to go down a whole nother direction, but things that are impactful and meaningful to me. And it is happening nonstop for months. And I just feel like something really big is about to happen. And whenever I feel that way, I can start to second guess myself and the imposter syndrome starts to come in. I start to wonder again, like, who am I? What am I even doing this for? And a lot of times when this happens, I also come up against the upper limit. Now, I learned about the upper limit earlier this year when I was in my mastermind. And we were talking about how before something big happens, like you step into the next thing that's meant for you, the universe is going to challenge you and make sure that you're really, really ready for it. This could be, you know, when you're getting ready to do something big and exciting for your life or your business, you get sick, or everybody in your family gets sick and pukes all over you. Speaking from experience, or you do something that is incredible and then you just feel completely let down. And then you just have a series of unfortunate events, right? Like these are the things that I think are that upper limit. They're showing you like, are you really ready for this next thing? And if you can get through those things and keep your head on and keep your mission right in front of you and keep powering through, that's how you know you're ready to step into the next thing. So I am definitely experiencing some upper limit stuff over here, and I feel like I'm powering through it as I'm figuring it out. So I don't really know exactly what this means for me and my business at this point, but my ears are open. My heart is open. I'm accepting these signs. I am manifesting. I am so open to just receiving whatever's next for me. And I just wanted to share that with you because I feel like so many mentors, coaches, we put it out there like we have all of our shit figured out. And sometimes, a lot of times, like we actually don't. And we can see the direction that we want our businesses to go. But even though we see that direction, it doesn't mean that we know exactly how we're going to get there. Like we see the big thing that we really want, but sometimes the way to get there is full of twists and turns and setbacks and upper limit stuff that you didn't even expect or you couldn't anticipate to happen. And so I think by sharing these kinds of things, like it's opening up this inspiration of you don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be so strong in what it is that you want to do, where you want to be, and then just let the twists and turns unfold in front of you and be flexible and open to go along for the ride. That's what's going to get you there. And so I think we're going to stop there and get into this week's episode because we're going to be talking about like how we get there, right? And some of the ways that we can take control on how we get there, because a lot of it is out of our control. No matter what you believe, if you believe in like a higher power or the universe or whatever you believe, things are out of our control, whether we like it or not. And so what can we do that's within our control to get us to where it is that we want to go? All right. So as we head into quarter four, this is the time of the year where things start to feel even more intense for most of us because the pressure to reach those goals we set way back on January 1st, it starts closing in on us. The holidays are coming. We're about to have even less time than we already have. And if you're like me, you're likely switching between imposter and shiny object syndromes on a daily basis. Thank you, Instagram, for letting me doom scroll into that. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be this way. In fact, what if I told you that quarter four is actually my favorite quarter of the year because I refuse to indulge that BS? Now, remember, this is my no BS era. And so that goes for this as well. When there are only a few months left in the year, it's easy to put yourself up against the clock, but how is that really serving you? Is that going to help you be the most productive? Probably not. The answer to that is a big old no, because in fact, it's going to do the opposite. Instead, what if you could realize how much time you actually have left in the next 3 months? Assess your capacity and what you're not willing to sacrifice in the next 3 months, and then create a plan that honors that, because 3 months is actually a long time. And so, how do you want to feel in these next 3 months? Do you want to be hustling and suffering through it just so you can cross something off your to-do list on New Year's? Or do you want to enjoy the next 3 months, feel productive and accomplished while enjoying the season that you're in and not beating yourself up for the things that you haven't gotten to yet? If it's the second one, keep listening because I'm about to break down how I plan my quarters to feel balanced and present with my family, with my clients, and with myself. Now, if you look back on some of our past episodes, you're going to find tons of content around quarterly planning, how to make goals, and all the things that it takes to plan and execute a great quarter. But what happens when you're feeling the pressure? When those goals and plans just end up seeming too far out of reach and the clock is ticking, and how can you really buckle down and get things done versus spiraling into overwhelm when you look at all of your lingering to-dos? My answer to this: choose focus. So I'm going to share some of my tips to help me stay focused and not let the end of the year pressure take me down, because chances are you're already in a tricky season right now. And that pressure could be the thing that just takes you over the edge. All right. So, first thing, choose one focus for the quarter. When we set goals for ourselves, we tend to reach for the sky. And as much as I love this for us, those final 3 months of the year come with a lot of stuff. And sometimes a lot of business stuff will keep getting pushed back all year and it has collected into this big old pile of to-dos. Kind of like when you don't do the laundry and then you look around and you just have this big pile of mess. And it's really easy to start to spiral because where do you even start? This is where choosing one focus is really going to come in and be helpful. What is the most overarching focus for the entire quarter that will help you get the most done, reach the most of your goals, and keep you focused when you start to feel overwhelmed? That's how you choose it. Is it growing your audience? Is it cleaning up your systems? Is it launching a new offer? Is it building community? Is it scaling things back? Choose one thing to focus on that will make the mess feel a little bit easier to dive into. And in the same regard, the next one is honoring your life's season, which we talked about a lot at the top of this episode, which I've been doing for the past 6+ months here. You want to make sure that your focus is also honoring the season of life that you're in. So, for many of us, Q4 is filled with tons of family time, traditions, celebrations, and obligations that might pull us away from our business. And it can be a really demanding time for business as well. So, where are you at in your life right now? For me, we talked about what season I'm in. I have a 1-year-old, I have a daughter who started school. So, naturally, this isn't the time that I'm really looking to add a ton more new things to my plate. This is a season of nurture for me. This is a season of systemizing. I'm really leaning into the communities that I've built. And so, what about you? How can you honor the season that you're in so that you can realistically plan to be present in both your life and your business? Another thing to try is to give yourself a quarter review. Because as you choose your focus and you honor your life season, it can be super helpful to give yourself your own review of the last quarter or year to get a true picture of where your business is at. Because as entrepreneurs, we don't have a boss to sit down and crunch the numbers with us. We have to do it ourselves. And you may even be surprised when you look at things laid out on paper and it looks completely different than what you thought it was in your mind, for better or worse. If you're not sure how to do this, I have a really great training inside of the Boss Ladies and Babies headquarters on how to do a quarterly audit for your business. But you basically want to get the big picture in front of you, see where you're at, see where you need to go, and see how you will do it in the time that you actually have. And that's the big piece. That's the capacity piece. Seeing what capacity you have and if it even makes sense. And if it doesn't, how can you pivot? You don't want to be afraid to edit and change your goals, because sometimes after you conduct this quarterly review, you may realize that some of your goals just are not going to happen no matter how hard you hustle. And that is okay. Those goals can just move right on over with the calendar to the next quarter. There is no use on holding on to something that just isn't going to work out. It's not failure. It's a chance to focus on what is within reach and capacity, what's in your capacity right now, and something to work towards in the next quarter. Now, this is a really tough one for a lot of us type A overachievers like myself, but I'm telling you right now, it is okay to change that goal. Now, the other thing that really helps me as I head into quarter four is to implement and stick to my office hours and my theme days. And so once you figure out what you're going to focus on and what is left to do realistically in the next few months, it's time to start and make a plan on how you'll make it happen. Set some office hours for yourself. When will you be working? What will you be working on? One of my favorite pieces of business advice I learned from my mentor is to give yourself theme days. So for example, Monday is my CEO day. It's admin tasks, it's emails, it's content creation. Tuesday is community day where you work to grow and engage. Wednesday is about more content, creating a content plan, actually filming content, recording content, all of those things. Find what's aligned with your business, with your quarterly focus and your life season and your goals, and then plan accordingly. How are you going to make that fit into your week? How are you going to make those office hours fit into your week? And what are you going to be working on? A big thing to know as you're doing this is to only do the things you have to do. When I'm in the weeds and none of my plans are working out, I always fall back on these three things. What do I have to do? AKA non-negotiables, like must be done. There's no going around it. What is moving the needle? So, AKA making me money. Like I'm not going to get rid of things that are actually bringing me in profit. And then what do I love to do? Something creative that brings me joy. Focusing on those three things alone will get you your results, as long as you stay consistent and have a clear path that you're working on. I recently heard this on a podcast and it stuck with me so much that I wanted to share it with you too. And it was talking about, it was actually just an Instagram quote that they saw. So there's nobody to credit because I have no idea where it came from. And the person I heard it from didn't know where it came from. But it said, a dream written down with a date becomes a goal. A goal written down into steps becomes a plan. A plan backed by action becomes a reality. And it sounds so simple when you put it that way, because it literally is. Erase all the other BS and focus on your dream for this quarter, for this next 3 months, and let all the rest of it fall to the side. You've got this. I know you do. I'm super excited to crush this quarter together and see what you do. Okay, and one last thing, a little PS, if you will. Did you know that inside the Boss Ladies and Babies headquarters, I teach my monthly and quarterly guided planning framework? There is nothing like accountability and guidance walking you through your planning process. And this is a favorite inside of the headquarters. If you're having a hard time finding time to plan, sticking to your plan, or executing your plan, this is going to change the game for you. The headquarters is packed with education, support, accountability, and a group of like-minded women who are eager to run alongside you as you crush your goals this quarter and beyond. The headquarters just got a facelift, a price cut, and the doors are open, and we've got a seat with your name on it. Learn more at the link in the show notes. And until next time, stay bossy.
I love this podcast so much, and I am so excited that we are on season 5 of the Boss Ladies and Babies podcast. Some of you have been with me since the beginning. Some of you might be new listeners, but either way, I am so thankful for this space and this community and for you following along on my journey. Also, I'm so thankful that you inspire me every single day just by being here. I love connecting with and supporting other moms who are growing their businesses while raising their babies, and I couldn't do any of this without you. If you like this podcast, please, please, please leave me a quick review over on Apple Podcasts. I know you're a busy mom. I know you've got a lot to do. It won't take much. Just a quick emoji or a couple sentences is all we need to help get more eyes on this podcast, to connect with and inspire even more women, to grow our community together. I would be so thankful. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave that quick review, and let's keep this show growing. Thank you for listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. If you like this episode, be sure to rate, review, and leave us some feedback. Make sure you follow us on social at Boss Ladies and Babies. Join the conversation in our private Facebook group and check out everything we have to offer like community, coaching, merch, and more at bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.